ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय.
श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 27, Attack by Chandavega on the City of King Paranjana, The Character of Kalakanya, Part 2, Purport to Verses 1 through 5.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
After hunting in the forest, King Paranjana returned home, and after refreshing himself by taking a bath and eating nice food, Paranjana searched for his wife. And when he saw her lying down on the ground without a bed, as if neglected, and also devoid of any proper dress, Paranjana became very much aggrieved. Paranjana then became attracted to her and began to enjoy her company. Similarly, the living entity is engaged in the material world in sinful activities. These sinful activities may be compared to King Paranjana's hunting in the forest. A sinful life can be counteracted by various processes of religion, such as yajna, vrata, and dana. That means the performance of sacrifices, the taking of a vow for some religious ritual, and the giving of charity. In this way, one may become free from the reactions of sinful life, and at the same time, awaken one's original Krishna consciousness. By coming home, taking his bath, eating nice foodstuffs, getting refreshed, and searching out his wife, King Paranjana came to his good consciousness in his family life. In other words, a systematic family life, as enjoined in the Vedas, is better than an irresponsible, sinful life. If a husband and wife combine together in Krishna consciousness and live together peacefully, that is very nice. However, if a husband becomes too much attracted by his wife and forgets his duty in life, the implications of materialistic life will again resume. Srila Rupa Goswami has therefore recommended anasaktasya vishayan. Without being attached by sex, the husband and wife may live together for the advancement of spiritual life. The husband should engage in devotional service, and the wife should be faithful and religious according to the Vedic injunctions. Such a combination is very good. However, if the husband becomes too much attracted to the wife due to sex, then the position becomes very dangerous. Women in general are very much sexually inclined. Indeed, it is said that a woman's sex desire is 9 times stronger than that of a man. It is therefore the man's duty to keep the woman under his control by satisfying her, giving her ornaments, nice food and clothes, and engaging her in religious activities. Of course, a woman should have a few children, and in this way not be disturbing to the man. Unfortunately, if the man becomes attracted to the woman simply for sex enjoyment, then family life becomes abominable. The great politician Chanakya Pandit has therefore said, Bharya Rupavati Shatru, a beautiful wife is an enemy. Of course, every woman in the eyes of her husband is very beautiful. Others may see her as not very beautiful, but the husband, being very much attracted to her, sees her always as very beautiful. If the husband sees the wife as very beautiful, it is to be assumed that he is too much attracted to her. This attraction is the attraction of sex. The whole world is captivated by the two modes of material nature, rajoguna and tamoguna, passion and ignorance. Generally, women are very much passionate and are less intelligent. Therefore, somehow or other, a man should not be under the control of the woman's passion and ignorance. By performing bhakti yoga or devotional service, a man can be raised to the platform of goodness. And if the husband, situated in the mode of goodness, can control his wife, who is in passion and ignorance, the woman is thus benefited. Forgetting her natural inclination for passion and ignorance, the woman thus becomes obedient and faithful to the husband, who is situated in goodness. Such a life becomes very welcome. The intelligence of the man and woman may then work very nicely together, and they can make a progressive march towards spiritual realization. Otherwise, the husband, coming under the control of the wife, sacrifices his quality of goodness and becomes subservient to the qualities of passion and ignorance. In this way, the whole situation becomes polluted. The conclusion is that a household life is better than a sinful life devoid of responsibility. But if in the household life the husband becomes subordinate to the wife, involvement in materialistic life again becomes prominent. In this way, a man's material bondage becomes enhanced. And because of this, according to the Vedic system, after a certain age, a man is recommended to abandon his family life for the stages of vanaprastha and sannyasa. A woman is generally accustomed to dress herself nicely with fine garments and decorative ornaments. She may even sometimes wear flowers in her hair. Women especially dress themselves up in the evening because the husband comes home in the evening after working hard all day. It is the duty of the wife to dress herself up very nicely so that when her husband returns home, he becomes attracted by her dress and cleanliness and thus becomes satisfied. In other words, the wife is the inspiration of all good intelligence. Upon seeing one's wife dressed nicely, one can think very soberly about family business. When a person is too anxious about family affairs, one cannot discharge one's family duties nicely. The wife is therefore supposed to be an inspiration and should keep the husband's intelligence in good order so that they can combinedly prosecute the affairs of family life without impediment. The word pramada is very significant. A beautiful wife is certainly enlivening to the husband, but at the same time, the wife is the cause of degradation. The word pramada means enlivening as well as maddening. Generally, a householder does not take the passing of the days and nights very seriously. A person in ignorance takes it as the usual course that the days come, and after the days the nights come. This is the law of material nature. But a man in ignorance does not know that when the sun rises early in the morning, it begins to take away the balance of his life. Thus, day after day, the span of one's life is reduced, and forgetting the real duty of human life, the foolish man simply remains in the company of his wife and enjoys her in a secluded place. Such a condition is called apakrishta chetana, or degraded consciousness. Human consciousness should be used for elevation to Krishna consciousness. But when a person is too much attracted to his wife and family affairs, he does not take Krishna consciousness very seriously. He thus becomes degraded, not knowing that he cannot buy back even 1 second of his life in return for millions of dollars. The greatest loss in life is passing time without understanding Krishna. Every moment of our lives should be utilized properly, and the proper use of life is to increase devotional service to the Lord. For without devotional service to the Lord, the activities of life become simply a waste of time. Srama eva hi kevalam. Simply by becoming dutiful, we do not make any profit in life, as confirmed in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Sutta Goswami's instructions to the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Muni. Dharma svanushtata pungsam vishvak saina kathasuya no padaye yadi rating srama evahi kevalam. If, after performing one's occupational duty very perfectly, one does not make progress in Krishna consciousness, it should be understood that one has simply wasted one's time in valueless labor. Human life is meant for self-realization. First of all, one has to realize his or her own self, which is described herein as Nijam. Then, one has to understand or realize the Supersoul, the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, when one becomes too much materially attached, one takes woman to be everything. This is the basic principle of material attachment. In such a condition, one cannot realize one's own self or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is therefore said by Rishabhadev to his 100 sons, Mahat sevang dwaram ahur vimuktes, tamo dwaram yoshitang sangi sangam. If one associates with Mahatmas, or devotees, one's path of liberation is opened. But if one becomes too attached to women, or to persons who are also attached to women, that is, either attached to women directly or indirectly, one simply opens the tamodwaram, the door to the darkest region of hellish life. King Paranjana was a great soul, highly intellectual, and possessed of advanced consciousness. But due to his being too much addicted to women, his whole consciousness was covered. In the modern age, The consciousness of the people is too much covered by wine, women, and flesh. Consequently, people are completely unable to make any progress in self-realization. The first step of self-realization is to know oneself as spirit soul apart from the body. In the second stage of self-realization, one comes to know that every soul, every individual living entity, is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita. Mama eva angsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manak shashtan indriyani prakriti shthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned material world are Krishna's eternal fragmental parts. Due to their conditioned life, they are all struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Unfortunately, in this present civilization, both men and women are allowed to be attracted to one another from the very beginning of life. And because of this, they are completely unable to come to the platform of self-realization. They do not know that without self-realization, they suffer the greatest loss in the human form of life. Thinking of woman always within one's heart is tantamount to lying down with woman on a valuable bedstead. The heart is the bedstead, and it is the most valuable bedstead. When a man thinks of woman and money, he lies down and rests on the arms of his beloved woman or wife. In this way, the man overindulges in sex life, and thus becomes unfit for self-realization. Srila Govinda Das Thakur has sung, E dhana yovana putra parijana ife kiache para titi re kamala dala jala jivana talamala bhajahum haripada niti re. So in this verse, Srila Govinda Das actually says that there is no bliss in the enjoyment of youthful life. For in youth, a person becomes very lusty to enjoy all kinds of sense objects. These sense objects are form, taste, smell, touch, and sound. The modern scientific method, or advancement of scientific civilization, encourages the enjoyment of these five senses. The younger generation is very pleased to see a beautiful form, to hear radio messages of material news and sense gratificatory songs, to smell nice scents, nice flowers, and to touch the soft body or breasts of a young woman, and gradually touch the sex organs. All of this is also very pleasing to the animals. Therefore, in human society, there are restrictions in the enjoyment of the five sense objects. If one does not follow, then one becomes exactly like an animal. Thus, it is specifically stated herein, Kama Kashmala Chetasa. The consciousness of King Paranjana was polluted by lusty desires and sinful activities. Previously, it was stated that Paranjana, although advanced in consciousness, lay down on a very soft bed with his wife. This indicates that he indulged too much in sex. The words Navangvaya are also significant. They indicate the period of youth from the age 16 to 30. These 13 or 15 years of life are years in which one can very strongly enjoy the senses. When one comes to this age, he or she thinks that life will go on and that one will simply continue enjoying his or her senses. But time and tide wait for no man, for the span of youth expires very quickly. One who thus wastes his or her life simply by committing sinful activities in youth immediately becomes disappointed and disillusioned when the brief period of youth is over. The material enjoyments of youth are especially pleasing to a person who has no spiritual training. For if one is trained only according to the bodily conception of life, he or she simply leads a disappointed life because bodily sense enjoyment finishes within 40 years or so. And after 40 years, one simply leads a disillusioned life because one has no spiritual knowledge. For such a person, the expiration of youth occurs seemingly within half a moment. Thus, King Paranjana's pleasure, which he took in lying down with his wife, expired very quickly. The word Kama Kashmala Chetasa also indicates that unrestricted sense enjoyment is not allowed in the human form of life by the laws of nature. If one enjoys one's senses unrestrictedly, he or she leads a sinful life. The animals do not violate the laws of nature. The sex impulse in animals is very strong during certain months of the year. For example, the lion is very powerful, and he is a flesh eater, and he is very strong. But he enjoys sex only once in a year. Similarly, according to religious injunctions, a man is restricted to enjoy sex only once in a month after the menstrual period of his wife. And if the wife is pregnant, then he is not allowed sex life at all. That is the law for human beings. A man is thus allowed to keep more than one wife, because he cannot enjoy sex when the wife is pregnant. If he wants to enjoy sex at such a time, he may go to another wife who is not pregnant. These are laws mentioned in the Manu Samhita and other scriptures. These laws and scriptures are meant for human beings, and as such, if one violates these laws, he or she becomes sinful. The conclusion is that unrestricted sense enjoyment means sinful activities. Illicit sex is that sex which violates the laws given in the scriptures. And when one violates the laws of the scriptures or the Vedas, he or she commits sinful activities. So, one who is engaged in sinful activities cannot change his or her consciousness. Our real function is to change our consciousness from Kashmala, sinful consciousness, to Krishna, the Supreme Pure, as confirmed in chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna declares to Krishna, Parang Brahma, Parang Dhamma, Pavitrang Paramang Bhavan. Krishna is the supreme pure, and if we change our consciousness from material enjoyment to Krishna, then we become purified. This is the very process recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the process of Cheto Darpana Marjanam, cleansing the mirror of the heart. Recorded November 28, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.
Baja hue mana Srinanda nandana Abhaya charanara vindare Dulabha manava janama satsangi Toroha e bhava sindhure Chita atapa bhata barishana Edina jamini jagire Bipale sevinu kripana durajana Chapala sukalaba lagire Edana yuvana putra parijana Ife ki ache para titire Komala dala jala jivana talamala Bajahu haripada nitire Bajahu Haripada Niti Re Bajahu Haripada Niti Re Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasya Re Pujana Shakti Jana Atmani Vedana Govinda Dasa Abhilashare Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Shakti Jana Nivedana Govinda Dasa Abhi Lashare Shravana Kirtana Shravana Kirtana Nirantara Dasa Abhi Lashare Bhajahure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Bajahu Haripada Nitire Bajahu Haripada Nitire Taroho E Baba Sindhure Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Edana Yobana Putra Parijana Ite Kiyache Para Titi Re Komala Dala Jala Jivana Tala Mala Bajahu Haripada Niti Re.